We just learned Kapitel Kuvchav Beis, which described the third level of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, the relationship of Hashras HaShechina of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is the goal of the entire creation. We had it, we lost it, and now we're yearning for it again. We are now in the days before Chanukah, and it's a time that we are also reminding ourselves of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, that we were zeicher to get back the Beis HaMikdash after we lost it. The reason why we lost it was because we did not appreciate the Beis HaMikdash enough. Chazal say that all the gzeiros of Antiochus were because Klal Yisrael nisrashlu ba'avodah. We did not take advantage of the tremendous closeness we could have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Hashem took it away from us to test us to see if we appreciate it. When we showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we appreciated, the Chashem Aron were willing to risk their lives to get it back, then Hashem took away the Antiochus and we came back to power and we rebuilt and reestablished the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what we're celebrating every year. We're celebrating the ability of Klal Yisrael to have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. And the fact we're thanking Hashem for the Nisim we had then is not just to thank Hashem for the past. It's showing that even to this very day, we appreciate the concept of the Beis HaMikdash and we're yearning for the new Beis HaMikdash. It's important on Chanukah to feel both things, Hoidah on the past, and Mikoyach that Hoidah to show appreciation for the concept of the Beis HaMikdash. Kamuvan, it's nogea to our day-to-day avodah. Number one is, we have avodah even bizman hazeh, to appreciate the fact that we could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our tefillahs, have more kavanas in our tefillahs, and a lot of the tefillahs are for the geula and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, Mashiach, to have more kavanas in those, to show Hashem that yes, we appreciate the Beis HaMikdash. And the second half of the mizvah we saw, that intrinsic part of the Beis HaMikdash is Sholem Bechelech Shalom B'Amanoi Soyich, the concept of Sholem. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that one of the reasons why we light the candles by the door of our house is because every Jewish home is also a type of Beis HaMikdash. The Jewish home is a place of Hashras HaShechina. We have to look at our house and the way we behave in a house in a fashion that Hashem will unite with the father and the mother, the husband and the wife, and bring his Shechina into the home and bring Siyat HaShemayim into the home. And the way that comes about is through the last two psukim. The last two psukim we said, L'man achai v'rei oya dabra no sholem boch. If we want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to come into the house, we have to have the sholem for achai v'rei ay. Like we mentioned before, the terms of achai v'rei ay means that the recognition that it were two parts of one whole. All of Klal Yisrael, but specifically in a household, the husband and wife have to realize that we are united together, and the more we unite together, the more we care for one another, the more we mechabed one another, we're making the place a place which is sholem boch. There's sholem in the household. And if there's sholem in the household, the Chazal says shechina b'neim. And that's the next pasuk. L'man beis Hashem elikeinu v'akshu toiv loch. If there can be sholem between us, then there'll be shalom with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll transform even our own homes into a Beis Hashem. So a lot of people talk about we have to have more shalom in Klal Yisrael. The most important thing is to start from the nucleus in each one's home. Within our homes, use the chag of Hal Vaido, thanking Hashem, not only thanking Hashem for bringing back the Ashras HaShechina, the Beis HaMikdash in those days, thank Hashem for the fact that we have a husband, we have a wife, we have a children, appreciating them more, appreciating the gifts that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and increasing the shalom within our own homes, the ava between all the parts of the household. And by doing so, then we're making our household compatible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the ability for one to forego his own ego and his personal drives and care for the other person is his recognition that I am created B'Tzelem Elikim, and I'm going to do just like Hashem does. I'm going to care for others, and in Meila everything will work out. Shabbi Zeicha, to take advantage of this Chag Chanukah, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciation of Avodas Hashem with our tefillahs, appreciation for the Beis HaMikdash, and we're spelled to have the Beis HaMikdash, the Ashras HaShechina, and recognition that that will only come about if we realize that we are created by Kodesh Baruch Hu to make ourselves compatible to Him, to live with that Tzeil Melukim, to have Shalom between us and those around us, to care for our spouses and our children as much as we can, be mechaber them. And next Hashem, we should be zeicher b'meir v'yameinu to see the yishloyu, the shalva that we will all have, the peace of mind we will have, and the peace in the entire world that we will have when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come back, via some Mashiach, b'min b'yis, and mikdash b'meir v'yameinu.